Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Right, Maria, what have you seen on your screens?
Britney Spears is dating again.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
she's
wow.
Out on the town. She usually puts up pictures of herself dancing in her house.
Some of the videos are just dance. You know that phrase, dance like no one's watching? Nobody embodies that more on this earth than Britney Spears.
I feel like it's nearly like interpretive.
Yes.
To her mood. She's just like, I'm just going to let my body move the way that I feel like it needs to right now, right? But she put up that she was on a dinner date.
Oh.
Having sushi. But then she was having her own girl party in the bathroom.
Oh, so she videoed herself dancing.
Incredible. And then posted it. But she said the guy was absolutely horrible.
Ouch. Wow. He doesn't need to wonder whether or not he's getting a second date.
Yeah. Well,
oh, Brittany, I wish you the best.
The other thing that I saw was, and Gavin and Stacey fans will be delighted with this one.
Okay.
But apparently they have James Corden and Ruth Jones, who play Nessa and
someone with a nickname.
Smithy.
Yes. I knew it was a nickname.
They're working on a new project. It's a comedy drama. It's going to be 10 episodes. And they've just signed a multi-£1 million deal with Apple TV.
Whoa, sorry. Is this in the Gavin and Stacey universe?
Yeah, well, it's a follow-up, they say.
Okay. And does that mean it's Gavin and Stacey?
Or no, they're not going to be in it.
Oh.
So it's not going to be Bryn or, you know, Mick and Pam or any of those. It's going to be new characters, new storylines, but it's a follow-up.
But do you think Nessa and Smithy might be in it? I don't think those two are short of enough ego to leave themselves out of a new TV show.
They'll be in it.
Yeah.
They'll be in it, for sure. Yeah. But apparently Apple TV won, even though Amazon Prime, Netflix, BBC, they were all bidding.
Oh, they're all bidding for it.
And Apple TV won out.
Interesting.
I think that's who used to do James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, didn't they?
Oh, as a series. Yeah.
So he obviously had connections there already.
Right, interesting. Okay.
So apparently it's going to film in 2026 and it'll be out in 2027.
Okay, there you go.
Which is all very interesting. And the last thing I'm going to give you is Ed Sheeran has put up a little snippet of the music video for his new song Camera, which is coming out on the 12th of September. I don't need a camera to capture this moment. I remember how you looked tonight for all my life. When everything is black and white, your colors exploding. There's something in the way you shine. Another surefire banger from Mr. Sheeran. Yeah, so the video clip that he put up is himself and Phoebe Dynevor. Do you know her?
No.
From Bridgerton?
Oh, okay.
She's Sally in Coronation Street. It's her daughter in real life.
Right, okay.
She's squilt with Pete Davidson. I knew I was missing something.
Yeah.
The rest of his surname. So apparently he says, Ed Sheeran says, my original camera music video idea was using private home footage of mine and Cherry's key moments of our relationship.
Oh, right.
But as you guys know, we are intensely private couple and some things we wanted to keep just for us. So I recreated a few key moments of our relationship for the music video with the wonderful Phoebe Dynevor. It was so fun shooting this video. Almost felt like a holiday for the whole shoot. It was all done on iPhone and directed by the wonderful Emil Nava. Hope you guys love the song and the video. Both mean the world to me. Camera out on September the 12th with Play.
Brilliant. So recreated stuff that he and Cherry would have done, but he's done it with an actress instead.
Yeah. So it looks like he has new misses, but he doesn't. but it's one of those where, you know, they pose for a photo and then she puts her hand up to the camera and when she takes it away, they're in a new place.
Else. Okay.
Yeah. Literally 2 seconds in every location that they were in.
Can I just say, it's going to start a TikTok trend. It's a smart manager.
Is it not really already a thing?
No, but now it will be the camera song trend with the trending audio.
Yeah.
Does anyone watch music videos anymore? Is there any point in them anymore?
Is it the way we consume music videos?
Yes. Like, look at the views on music videos when they go up. They're absolutely massive.
Are they?
Yeah, they genuinely are. Some of the most viewed things ever on YouTube are music videos. Despacito and all that. Like, they're still, you know what I mean?
I'm always curious. It can change how you feel about a song watching the music video.
If you like the music video.
Yeah. You like the song even more.
There you go, Maria. Thank you very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.